The Roman Governors, Acts 23:33-25:12. When they arrived in Caesarea, they gave the letter from the Roman commanding officer to Governor Felix, while bringing Paul before him. After reading the letter, the governor asked what Roman jurisdiction Paul was under, and whether Paul was from southeastern Asia Minor. Then the governor replied, "I will carefully listen to your case when those with complaints against you arrive." Then the governor ordered Paul to be held under guard in the palace of Marcus Agrippa, the great-grandson of Herod the Great. After 5 days, the Roman-appointed leader of the temple caretakers, Ananias, arrived in Caesarea with some patriarchs of the rich and powerful Israelite families. He also brought a lawyer named Tertullus in order to present to the governor the case against Paul. When he was called forward to speak, Tertullus began to present the case against Paul, saying, "Because of your wisdom and guidance, our nation has lived with peace and has had great prosperity. All of our people in all places give great thanks for you, mighty Felix. So as not to distract you from your important and great work, I only ask that in your wisdom and fairness you listen to us briefly. We found this man to be a plague, causing riots and uprisings throughout civilization, especially among the Israelites who are devoted to the Jerusalem temple. He is a key leader of the group of those who follow Jesus of Nazareth. He tried to pollute and corrupt our temple, and so we arrested him. When you listen to him, you will certainly see for yourself why we are bringing him before you for judgment." All those with Tertullus began collectively affirming this to be true. The governor then turned to Paul and nodded at him to speak. Paul said, "I am going to explain myself, knowing that you are well experienced with our people. You are more than capable of seeing for yourself that I went to worship in Jerusalem no more than 12 days ago. While I was there, I was not causing arguments or riots of any kind in the temple, the synagogues, or anywhere in the city for that matter. It is easy to prove that they are speaking lies against me. So as I stand before you, I declare my loyalty and allegiance only to the Creator and Father of all. I do this according to the way of Jesus by trusting in his fulfillment of everything that has been written in the law of Moses and the prophets. I live in the hope that the Creator is raising the dead, both the just and the unjust, and bringing new creation to the earth. This is in fact the very same thing that these men here are hoping and waiting for. Because this judgment and resurrection has already started to happen, I am striving to always live with a clean conscience in the sight of the Creator and all people. So after many years away from Jerusalem, I returned with gifts and offerings for the poor of my people. During my visit, I was ritually cleansed, and they found me in the temple with no gathered crowd or disturbance. Therefore, you need to speak to the men from Western Asia Minor who are putting forward these lies against me. Or you need to make these men gathered here speak before the Sanhedrin Council about what injustices they think I have done. When I stood among them, I shouted this one thing: I am being judged by you because I am living in the reality that the resurrection of the dead has already begun." Because he understood the way of Jesus and how impossible it was to legally prosecute its claims of a new creation, Felix postponed the trial and sent them all away, saying, "When the Roman commanding officer in Jerusalem, Lysias, arrives, then I will decide this case." Then he ordered the Roman military officer to keep Paul under guard, while allowing his friends to take care of his needs. After some time passed, Governor Felix and his wife Drusilla, who was an Israelite devoted to the Jerusalem temple, summoned Paul in order to listen to his teachings about trusting in Jesus as the Messiah and chosen ruler of the earth. While Paul was teaching them about the true justice of Jesus, a disciplined life of self-control, and the Creator's coming judgment, Felix became terrified and said, "I cannot listen to any more of this. You must leave. Give me some time, and then I will call for you again." Because Felix was hoping the followers of Jesus would eventually give him a great sum of money to release Paul, he kept Paul in prison while also trying to befriend him. But after 2 years, Felix was removed from office by the Roman Empire and replaced by Porcius Festus in 60 AD. Because Felix had angered the Israelites with his violence toward them, he did them one final favor by leaving Paul in prison. 3 days after being installed as governor, Festus traveled from Caesarea to Jerusalem. There, Festus gathered with the leaders of the temple caretakers and the city officials so they could present their case against Paul. They told Festus they deserved a political favor, and therefore he should bring Paul to Jerusalem. This would allow them to ambush him along the road and execute him for teaching and living the way of Jesus. Festus told them that Paul was still in prison in Caesarea and that he was going to shortly return there. Then he said, "Your authorities can come with me, and there in Caesarea we can put Paul on trial once again to see what the issues are." After staying in Jerusalem about 10 days, Festus returned to Caesarea. The next day, he had Paul brought in for a trial. Many Israelites who were devoted to the Jerusalem temple gathered for the trial and began stating their case against Paul. None of their accusations, however, allowed Festus to prosecute Paul according to Roman law. Paul then said to the court, "I have not rebelled against the law of Moses, against the temple, or against the Roman emperor." Unable to officially prosecute Paul, and yet still wanting to do a political favor to the Israelites, Festus asked Paul, "Are you willing to return to Jerusalem in order to stand trial before me for these things?" Knowing that he would be ambushed on such a journey, Paul said, "I am already standing before the judgment seat of the Roman Empire. I have committed no injustice against the Israelites who are devoted to the Jerusalem temple, as you yourself can plainly see. If I have done something worthy of death, then execute me. But if there is no truth to these accusations, then no one is able to hand me over to them as a political favor. Therefore, I call upon the Roman Emperor." Then Festus, after speaking with his advisors, answered, "Because you are a Roman citizen who has called upon the Emperor, you will go stand trial before the Emperor himself."